chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, August 12th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Curlick. Bill, I want to get into all things Paris Johnson on today's show. We'll get into more than Paris Johnson, but I want to talk a lot about Paris Johnson on today's show. First of all, you are headed down to Cincinnati to see Paris Johnson later today. You know, tell the listener why you're headed down to Cincinnati.
I am, and looking forward to it very much. Paris, he's a great young man. His mother is a fantastic lady. I just always enjoy seeing those two, and I've seen them a lot over the years. The first time I met them both together in person, actually, was in the Ohio State parking lot, and from that very first moment, I just enjoyed talking to those two fantastic people. So I am looking forward to it. He's having part of the media day today, 3 p.m. at Cincinnati Princeton High School, and it'll involve more than just Paris. It'll involve Derrion Henry too, and some other Princeton players, but obviously looking very much forward to Paris Johnson and just seeing what he has to say. And, you know, I fully think it's going to be good news for the Buckeyes. He's been committed to Ohio State, for a long time, since June of 2018. And he hasn't decommitted or anything. And, you know, all the things on social media have looked very good for the Buckeyes. So just looking forward to getting down there and talking with Paris again.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see what he says. And, he's, for those who don't know, I think most of the listeners know, but if you don't know, he is ranked as the number one offensive tackle in the country, number seven overall player in the country in the 2020 class, Paris Johnson is. And as you mentioned, Bill, I mean, he has been committed to Ohio State for a long time, but as you know better than anybody, I mean, when Urban Meyer left, you know, his mom and Paris, they were both very close with Urban, as you know. And then he wasn't sure. And I think Ryan Day and his staff did a great job of securing Paris Johnson. I know he hasn't signed yet, but I think he even reaffirmed his commitment. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But can you imagine what Buckeye fans would be saying right now if Paris was still kind of looking around and he wasn't solid with the Buckeyes?
Yeah, and I, you know, when Paris committed to Ohio State, you hit the nail on the head, Dave. A huge part of that was Urban Meyer. Paris and his mother both had and have a great relationship with Urban Meyer, and that was just so important for their commitment so early to Ohio State. And Ryan Day was not the lead recruiter with Paris, obviously. You know, Ryan Day was the quarterback coach and offensive coordinator and all that, and that the offensive line was not part of his job, so to speak. So they didn't have, you know, much of a relationship at that point. That would come later. Obviously, when Urban Meyer then turned the reins over to Ryan Day, Paris and his mom both felt they needed to really, you know, get a great relationship with Ryan Day. And to Ryan Day's credit, as he's done time and time again now, he has developed an outstanding relationship with both Paris and his mom. So it was something that needed to be done both sides, for both Paris and his mom and Ryan Day. And that has been done. You know, Paris did take a couple official visits while all that was going on, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, as Jim Tressel I would say back in those days, you know, let them look elsewhere and make sure they know, and then they will know that they picked the right place at Ohio State.
I don't think Urban had that same attitude when it came to his guys taking official visits. But you're right. Jim Tressel did say that. I remember him saying that. Well, make sure Urban be like, if you go up there, you better never come back because we don't want you. It'd be more Urban's attitude. But, hey, describe Paris Johnson's game for me a little bit. Obviously, he's a huge young man. He's 6'8", 300 already. What does he do well already? What does he still need to work on the most, in your opinion?
He's got just tremendous physical skills. And, you know, I say to people, you know, this is a guy that you're going to see drafted in the NFL draft. And I don't mean just drafted. I mean high, like high first round type guy. He's got that kind of ability. And, you know, I kind of always joke that, well, you know, he might get drafted by the Cleveland Browns someday. And now I don't think so, because they're not going to be picking, I don't think, high in the first round anymore than in the foreseeable future. So
he can stay in Cincinnati, Bill. He can stay in Cincinnati. Who day?
I won't go there because I know that's your team, Dave. So,
no, they're terrible. You can trust me. They're terrible.
You said that,
near
not
the top
me.
Of the draft.
yeah, you said that, not me. But yeah, he is that kind of talent. You know, he's 6'7", almost 300 pounds. And when you look at Paris in person. And again, I've seen Paris a lot of times in person, including relatively recently down in Texas at the opening finals. He doesn't have any fat. He's not sloppy. You know, he looks like you want an offensive tackle to look. The prototype offensive tackle. You know, he moves extremely well, and he's a kid that on the field, and this is what you want. He has a nasty attitude. He wants to not only beat you, he wants to really beat you. He keeps after things, and just a tremendous prospect. Now, can he get better? Sure, they all can at this point. You know, Mick Moradi, and again, I think Paris is going to you know, reaffirm everything today in Cincinnati. We'll see. I don't want to speak for Paris, but I think he is likely to do that. And providing he does, Mick Moradi, you know, he's going to do wonders with Paris too. Mick's as good as it comes in the business. And when you have the kind of guy that Paris is to work with, I just see nothing but great things.
I love it. Let's switch gears. Everybody wants to know about running back recruiting for the 2020 class. So, Mr. Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, what is the latest on running back recruiting for the Buckeyes in the 2020 class?
Well, yeah, as we all know, they reached out to Kevontre Bradford from Lancaster, Texas, offered him a scholarship. He is definitely interested. Would not surprise me at all if he picked Ohio State. I'm not ready to crystal ball him to Ohio State at this point, but certainly wouldn't shock me if he ended up at Ohio State. I think that's quite possible. They certainly are very high on Michael Drennan as the all-purpose back. They still want a bell cow back, so to speak, you know, an every down guy that can carry the ball 25 times a game or whatever for Ohio State. They still want that kind of guy. Kevontre Bradford could be that guy. Michael Drennan, they want an all-purpose back still. You know, he's a guy that they are going after right now. He and Tony Alford are talking, redeveloping a very good relationship. And yeah, I think in the end, I like Ohio State's chances there, but it's far from a done deal. Michael did not grow up necessarily an Ohio State fan. He grew up a college football fan, but he was open-minded. So it's not a situation where, well, he's an Ohio kid. Ohio State gets him for sure. They're going to have to work for that to happen, and Michael's going to have to make that choice. But I like that situation as it stands now overall for Ohio State. And by the way, his cousin is Jalen Gill, of course, on the Ohio State roster. They certainly are still very interested in E.J. Smith. Yeah, EJ's a kid that I really like. I think he's an outstanding running back, all-purpose back type kid. And I think he can possibly do both. So he's a kid certainly in the mix. Other guys are in the mix. Marshawn Lloyd, you know, that's a kid that is being brought up a lot in conjunction with Ohio State. I did talk to someone just recently, South Carolina connection, and And it was told that South Carolina feels good that he's going to stay with his commitment. So we'll see how that all plays out. And there's no doubt in my mind that over the next few weeks, few months and all, that they're going to continue to contact running backs, and other names could emerge. They could be names of guys committed elsewhere, but other names are going to emerge as possible candidates. And I think in the end, the one takeaway is that they're going to get a good running back in this class, an every down type running back, and they're going to get a good all-purpose back. You know, it's just a matter of who they are. You know, will it be a five-star Bijan Robinson, Kendall Milton type? Probably not, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be a good player. And as I remind people, back in the day, you know, Derek Green was the guy for the Buckeyes. If you would have talked to a lot of people back in that day, that's who everyone wanted. The Ohio State staff, you know, they had another guy in mind, Ezekiel Elliott, and we kind of know how that all turned out.
Turned out pretty good, that's for sure. Just, you know, help the Buckeyes win a national championship, no big deal. Hey, I'm going to end the show with a non-recruiting question. Very rare I get to ask you a non-recruiting question, but there's, you know, and I think some legitimate concern about running back depth for the 2019 Buckeyes. Ryan Day has said he's concerned about it. He loves the starter, J.K. Dobbins, but he feels like they don't have a legitimate backup yet. But I think, you know, he could be motivating his guys through the media because they have DeMario McCall, Master Teague. Master Teague's a little banged up right now. We don't know what the injury is, but he hasn't been practicing lately. And they got the two true freshmen, Marcus Crowley and Steel Chambers. Bill, when you look at, you know, those five scholarship running backs, you know, especially with J.K. Dobbins as the starter, are you pleased with where this running back core is going into this season, or are you a little concerned about the lack of depth?
Well, I think things are good. I guess I'm not necessarily concerned with the lack of depth per se. I'm just concerned that I am not certain about the depth, so to speak. In other words, I think someone like a Master Teague, for instance, you know, can be a very good running back, but we haven't seen that yet. The depth that they have, we haven't seen yet for sure. You know, nobody can say for sure right now how good those other guys are going to be, even though I think they have a chance to be pretty good. But we don't know for sure. So, with that in mind, I think it's crucial that Dobbins stays healthy. You know, he's got to stay healthy, and I think he's going to have a great year provided he stays healthy. It's just that, you know, it concerns me a little bit that the talent behind him is there, I think, but it's not proven at this point.
Great stuff, as always, from the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. I really appreciate it, Bill, and really appreciate all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.